Hello, Audio Boom. It's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick here. Tell you what, I must be in line for a heart attack soon because there's so many things lately winding me up big time. Anyway, I've just had an email from Guide Dogs. I'm sure that a lot of you will have had this, that they are changing. Basically, they can't get Eukanuba cheap enough anymore, is what it boils down to. And they are making us all move over to Crown Pet Foods products. And when I first got my guide dog, Unity, she's a German Shepherd, by the way, the problems that I had with her on the Royal Canin were unreal. She, when she did a poo, it was like, how can I describe it? It was like every time, every sort of size of pebble, from big to tiny little pea-sized, almost grains of rice-sized bits. And she would do this sort of pebble dashing all over the dog run that we have. And it was almost impossible to pick it all up because, you know, so much of it was tiny little bits. And I, purely by accident, I ran out of food one day and I didn't order it quick enough. And I put her, I had to give her some of Georgia's guide dog's food, which is Eukanuba. And immediately her toilet improved to proper, fully formed stools. And it's a bit gross, you know, but it's the only way you can really describe it. And I rang the dog welfare people at Guide Dogs and I said, look, I'm going to have to insist that she's changed to Eukanuba full time because it's really done wonders for her toilet. And they did, they agreed. And now I'm being told I've got to switch back. It's not happening, guys. It is not happening at all. There's no way. Because I'm not going to pick up the type of toilet she was doing when she was on Royal Canin. It's just not going to happen. So if they refuse to allow her to stay on Eukanuba, then she's, I'm very sad to say, going to have to go back because it's just too much effort with the type of toilet that she was doing. It was just impossible to keep the run clean. And it was a serious, and it wasn't just every so often that she was like that. It was every time as well. And it's, with two guide dogs, it's bad enough trying to keep it, a handle on it anyway. But when one of them has got constant toilet problems, it's almost impossible, and I'm just not prepared to do it. So we're gonna have a bit of a rumble with them tomorrow morning, but I just wondered what everybody else thought, because I'm sure that I won't be the only one. I know George is also gonna have to move Tara onto Crown Pet Foods as well, and of course Tara's always been on Eukanuba. No.
Well, because they're cost saving.
It is pure and simple. All the stuff in the email was like it's for the best interests of the dog. And well, if they were actually considering the best interests of the dog, then they would have actually noticed on her records that she was changed because it was actually not good for her, the food that she was on. It was making her toilet funny. And so, you know, they would have taken that on board and they would have said, look, you know, you're going to have to, we don't have a deal with Eukanuba anymore, so you're going to have to you're going to have to pay that extra. We'll give you the allowance that we give you for the Royal Canin, but then any extra on top of that you'll need to pay yourself. And I'd have been quite happy to do that if that's what it takes, but I'm not, there's no way I'm switching her onto that crap that Crown Pet Foods come out with. It is not very good food at all. And it also, the other thing as well that I noticed was the Royal Canin product is very, very oily to the touch. If you hold the kibble in your hand and you see how oily it is, no wonder it messes the dogs up, you know, because it's just so full of you know, oil and rubbish. And you know, the fact of the matter is, which switching, I know that they're all mass produced. A lot of people would say that you should really get the sort of handmade stuff that comes from local family dog food manufacturers, and you know, and I understand that, but Yukon Uber is probably the best of the Yukon Uber, Royal Canin and James Well-Beloved products. And I think it's possibly the slightly more expensive one of all three as well. But it just is a better quality product, and the dogs' coats are lovely. They don't have any toilet issues and no dietary issues. Yukon Uber, especially the light one, which is what they're on, is superb. I'm actually quite angry about this, so I'm going to go now. But we'll be having a chat with them in first thing in the morning, because there's no way that I'm doing it. It will just be an absolute nightmare to try and keep a handle on the dog mess. And it's just not practical at all. Especially not when we've got two guide dogs. It would just be an absolute nightmare to try and keep a handle on that. So, interested in your comments, guys.